AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And welcome to the Journey to the Rock podcast. Episode 2, Rob. How are we?
Here we go then. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. How have you been, my man? 2 weeks in, Rob. 2 weeks in.
What a two weeks. Highs and lows. Lots. I think the title sums it up. Bumps in the road. that sums up my door for the last 2 weeks.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about in this 2 weeks, isn't it?
I'm not sure 20 minutes is enough to talk about my golf, let alone yours.
Well, where do we start? Last week it was a Masters, wasn't it?
It was a Masters. Great watch.
I didn't see all of Sunday. I failed. I went to bed after Scotty Scheffler got through Amen Corner. But he destroyed it.
So yeah, played very well.
Just remind me, Rob, who your picks were. Can you remember?
Oh, I can't remember. I'm sure I would have picked McIlroy.
McIlroy was one.
You put me on a spot. Someone else who probably failed.
Zalatoris.
Zalatoris. He was the cut, I think, didn't he?
Neither were up there, were they?
No, I was disappointed. But I did think Aberg went well. Yeah, however, did. After the first day, I had a bit of a last-minute pick on. I had a little flutter.
Yeah, a little flutter,
and I had £5 on Bryson at 33-1. And obviously, yeah. after his first day, I thought, "Hey, up on Quinn's in here, I've won." And then he made me look good at putting.
He fell off the radar, didn't he?
Well, he just couldn't hold a putt, could he?
No. My picks weren't much better. So I had Brooks and I had Neiman and Team Liv, massive failures.
Well, did you see the stat about Team Liv? 13 players. Can you guess how many over par they were?
Plus. So, go on. How much?
Plus 82.
82.
And that includes Bryson, who was obviously minus 5. So if you call it 90, yeah, the other 12 players on average about sort of well 84, 7 over par.
Not good for Team Liv. They'll do better next time.
What, but anyway, in another year's time?
Enough about the pros.
Go on, so,
2 week review then. So let's kick off with yourself because we kicked off with me last time, so it's only fair we share it, isn't it? So you said last time, Rob, that you were going to go back to see Chris Hall.
Correct, yeah.
And you were going to hit 30 to 40 balls in the net every day because your confidence was low.
Well, so I'll tell you something. If my confidence was low last time, I'll tell you what, it's fell off a cliff. It's at rock bottom now. Rock bottom. I don't think it'll get any worse.
We'll get into that a bit more later, won't we? Not going through your rounds or anything like that, Rob, but just what you've been doing.
Let's start off. We went back to see Chris Hall.
Yeah.
Made good progress with sort of finding a better hip position, which was allowing me to clear the left side more. And I lost that over the top on the downswing. On impact, I was still doing left, so the stats are still showing. I think I was about minus 7 out to win, sorry.
Yeah.
out to in, sorry, so cutting across the ball. But that was mainly because at impact, my hands were just going straight left rather than sort of falling through towards the target. He said, that's easy fixable. Your swing is now better, and it felt a lot better. With regards to hitting 30, 40 balls every day, probably slacked off a little bit due to work commitments. Unfortunately, not all still can't be pro, can we? And hit balls all day, every day, get $80 a dolphin. Need to earn some money.
That's right.
So probably Monday to Friday, I've probably done it twice or three times a week. I mean, obviously, around a golf at a weekend. So a fair bit of practice, more than I was doing before the first episode.
Okay, nice. Okay, that's good then. That's good then. So baby steps.
What about baby steps? Yeah, baby steps. Not sure what impact that's had on the course, if it's been any good or bad, but we'll come on to that in a bit.
Yeah, we'll come on to that. Surely, shall we? We should touch on that.
How's you and your targets doing? Have you been up to much?
Well, from memory, I was saying that I was going to go and see coach. So shout out to Ian Bailey again.
I did that.
I didn't get to see him as quick as I wanted to. I wanted to see him that first week after we recorded episode one, but I didn't get to see him until Wednesday just gone. So second week, but I did get to go and see him. Just basics again, alignment. But he did throw a spanner in the works yesterday morning, because as you know, Ian sends us a video, doesn't he? And Ian is the guru, the almighty golf coach. But he throws in a little bit about keeping a little bit more connected, especially through impact with the elbows, which we didn't necessarily discuss within the lesson. So just before we go out to shoot a medal, I've got some swing thought in my head that I've not actually practiced. But we'll touch on that shortly.
But I'm sure that he's mentioned the elbow's been connected before, hasn't he? You've told me that before, I'm sure.
Yeah, a long time ago, he has. So, yeah. It was good. The irons, what we looked at was just a little bit of face alignment. They were sound. The driver went off in the lesson, but it was sort of back to where it should be yesterday, I think, which we'll touch on in a minute. Other than that, been down the range a few times. Didn't get up to Charney as much as I wanted to work on the practice area. Weather's been a bit hit and miss still on it, but hopefully we're past that. So, yeah, we've been floating. We've been floating. It's all right. It's not been too bad. So,
perfect.
Before we get on to our rounds, we've had a big change, haven't we, Rob, in the last 2 weeks? We've had a big change to the pack.
A fairly big change, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what have we done with our bags?
I mean, I think it's a positive change.
I think it's a positive change. I like it.
We're both playing better. So my putter is, for the viewers, I have a Spider, a TaylorMade Spider, and Dan has a Stratocamera Newport 2. And I've wanted a Stratocamera, to try a Stratocamera forever now. I got a mallet 4 years ago, mainly due to missed strikes with a blade putter, so to give me some more forgiveness. And now I play off nine, just for some reason, just wanted to try a blade again.
Okay.
Dan wanted to do the opposite. He wanted to try a mallet. So we had nine holes last weekend, and we just said to each other, let's swap putters. Let's try it. Why not? And I tell you what, that's probably the best thing we've done in these last 2 weeks, I think.
Definitely.
Based off how we putted last weekend and how we putted yesterday, your pace control with that mallet putter is so much better, and your sort of 6 foot putting range was so much better. And I would argue, I think let's use shot stroke and compare the stats, but I've not got around to doing that yet, but I think putting yesterday for me was probably the best part of the game, and normally that's kind of the weakest.
Yeah, and do you know what? That little spider, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because the line on the back's bigger. I'm not sure. But it just seems to line up pretty well. And like you say, pace control seems to be there, but we'll go through the stats shortly. So it's not permanent change, but it's...
I feel like it's going to be a permanent change. I know, like, your point, Scotty Cameron's worth more than my spider, and we'll sort out finances, but...
I do not care about it. I'm just... As long as it's winning the old...
You're not getting that new put back for a long time, my friend. The roll on the ball I'm getting, literally, if it wasn't for putting yesterday, the clubs may have been on golf bidder.
Or else not.
The clubs may have been on golf bidder. And that's, it was the putting that saved it.
Okay. So the big change to us is we have got new putters and they're nice. They're working. So let's go into how we've been playing. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before we were mentioning Tiger 5. We've mentioned Tiger 5, not on the pod, but we've mentioned the Tiger 5 stats, haven't we?
Yep.
And we've sort of set our own 5 stats, the Robin Dan 5, not the Tiger 5, the Robin Dan 5. So we are going for fairways in regulation, greens in regulation.
Yeah, I've got the stats there, yeah.
Number of free putts.
Yeah.
Number of doubles or worse.
Correct.
And number of penalties. So pretty much we sort of just want to keep track of these 5. And if we can do good on these, in theory, it should be helping us towards our target, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the biggest two are fairways and green and reg. So 3 GIRs.
Yeah.
And I think the third one is 3 putts. So obviously you're just wasting shots there.
Yeah.
But I think the doubles or penalties gives you a good idea to track of where you're losing the penalties or like that as well.
Now what I did do this morning is I've done a little bit of research. So shout out to ShotScope. So I've used the ShotScope stats for a 5 handicapper. But they didn't have all of the stats on ShotScope. So I've got a couple off of Golf Monthly. So don't hold me to these being accurate. All right, is all I'm going to say. But for the fairways, ShotScope and Golf Monthly are saying 50-51% is what we should be targeting for a 5 handicapper.
So round Charlwood then, that would be 4 par 3s. So about 8 fairways then. 8-9 fairways.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Greens in reg, 45% is what they're saying.
So that'd be including the par 3s then, because obviously green and red, you can that'd be about 8 fairways then.
8-ish,
eight greens, sorry, not fairways. I don't know what I'm talking about.
8 greens in reg, roughly. Number of free putts. It seems to be between 1 and 2. So 1 or 2 free putts around. Golf Monthly was 2. ShotScope, it's about 1.2 or something. So one or two, no more than 2, I would say, is where we want to be looking at on that one. Number of doubles, 2. Right.
Okay.
Okay, so number of doubles or worse, 2.
That's quite surprising for a 500 chapper.
I thought that was quite low to myself.
I was in the sense of, I thought it would be, that's too high. I thought it would be 1 or 0.
1. Oh, okay.
Because if you think you have 2 doubles.
I'm not sure. Because there's still.
But you think two doubles, there, that's 4. But 2 doubles is 4 shots. So 4 out of 5 shots is gone on doubles.
Make 1 or 2 birdies, I suppose. Anyway.
Stats don't lie.
2, yeah.
No,
don't hold me to it. Number of penalties, 1. Okay. So that's the sort of benchmark then. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to start with how many rounds you've played and what stats you've got? Because you've played
Yeah,
more
so
than the last 2 weeks.
yeah, I've got the stats from yesterday, not got the stats from last weekend, but I've got my score. So I played Stableford last weekend. And obviously, during the first episode, we just played Stableford and it was like a real low 19 points. Last weekend, I don't think I've ever struck the ball so well and been so unlucky and not scored very well. So I scored 25 points, an improvement. However, just for the viewer, just for the people listening, of whoever listens, there is a par three and it.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
It's the seventh at Charnwood, and it's were 195-ish, 200. And it kind of all slopes down to the right, and all the land, lay the land, it's on a hill. And there's a tree just left of the green. You always kind of aim at to be safe, just so you can get the hill to bring it in. Because the green is quite long but quite narrow, so it's probably only about 8 yards wide, but probably about 30 yards long. And the pin was at the back, so I've got this 5 iron. And I've crushed this 5 iron, and I thought this is perfect. It's on the line of the tree, and it was just like a baby fade coming off. It's got the worst kick I've ever seen on a golf course. Okay, it's hit the tree, which is fair enough. I guess I was aiming for the tree, so if I aim for the green, the law is I would hit the green. But I didn't want to miss it right and leave that tail ball up and down because obviously the
It's going to miss
green's,
down there, isn't it?
the green's 10 foot, 15 foot above your head, so it's an awful chip. It's hit the tree, it's bounced backwards and right at kind of like 45 degrees and done 60 yards away from the tree. And then it's left me being like all the heather, and I've never like the way I was never getting up on the green from there. It was an awful lie, chopped out the heather, and then I luckily made it up another par. But it was just I've struck the ball lovely, just did not score very well, and then. My composure on the golf course wasn't the best because I playing some old boy who played
Okay.
off 15, 16. And to be fair, he was playing quite well, but it was just 150 yards that straight, 150 yards straight, up and down. And he was playing really well, to be fair, but my head was just going. So that was last weekend. And then obviously, I played with
So
you
your head was
yesterday in
last
Meadow.
weekend.
Yeah, this is what I mean. The clubs would have been close to going on golf better. It could be the very soon the end of the rock. You'll be on a podcast talking about your own golf. Yesterday, so the stats. Since we've
Okay.
come up with this, I thought, I'll keep the stats. So, not the best round. Actually, it felt like it was a lot worse than the score. So, I think I no returned because I lost the ball on the 17th, and by this point it was too late. If I had a good score, I would have gone back and replayed the second
So
shot.
just for the listeners, you did a medal yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
Medal.
Did
So
do a
every
medal.
play to the end, that could be two off the tee, three off the tee, four off the tee, you go until that ball's in the hole, don't you? Okay.
You do. You
All right.
do. But
Okay.
on the 17th, I hit a shot. It started on a pin. It should have just been left in the green. Couldn't find the ball. But by this point, I'll explain why I didn't go back in at the second shot in a minute. So, for stats wise, for the Dan and Rob 5, hit three fairways, which was not a surprise. I hit the driver terrible. I thought I cracked the over the top with Chris. Yesterday, the weekend before, I hit the driver really well. Yesterday, off the tee, everything was right. Could not hit any club sort of straight. Even with 2 iron, I've got to try to touch a 2 iron shot in there. Like there's about 210-ish. Even now in the winter, in the summer, probably get to 220. Even that was just missing right. So I've put down 3.5 GIRs, and you're going to ask why I've got a 0.5.
Go
I actually hit 3 GIRs, but I've given myself a 0.5
You've
because
given
of
yourself a
the.
point five. For
Yeah,
which
I'm giving
one,
myself
Rob?
0.5 because I need every level of help and confidence I can get. I'm counting the shot on the eighth, the pitching wedge into the green. Do you remember? I've hit this pitching wedge. It's downwind. It's kind of landed pin high and spun back 15 foot off the green, hasn't it, with a pitching wedge.
Okay.
So I've hit the green. I wasn't, well, to be fair, 15 foot has been drilled. So it's probably more like 20 foot because the pin was quite well on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I've given myself 0.5 because I've landed it pin high and I wouldn't expect 20 foot of spin with a pitching wedge. now I can get some spin, but normally it's sort of your average golfer, probably 5, maybe 10 foot on a good day, not 20 foot, especially not with a pitching wedge.
Okay.
So I give myself 0.5.
Good, no, I'm happy. Yeah, good. Okay, so
3.5
for that. Yeah,
3 putt wise.
Yeah,
I was actually really, the putt was amazing. Just a highlight of the day. I've counted 4-1 putts, so that sort of brings it down. Really good pace control. I had 1-3 putt all day, and you should know which one this is. This was on the 9th, and I've lipped out for birdie. I've got 2 foot maximum.
Yeah.
Is that fair? 2 foot maximum?
Yeah.
I should have marked it really, but I was trying not to stand on someone's line, hit it, and it lipped out again. So quite annoyed with myself.
Yeah.
Right. Penalties or doubles. I feel like I'm going to do this one together because we're both as bad as each other. I had 6 penalties and 6 doubles. In fact, I put doubles or worse.
Yep.
Because I had some worse than the doubles.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. It's doubles or worse, isn't it? Yeah.
Doubles or worse. So I've had 6 penalties and 6 doubles or worse, including, embarrassingly, I had a 15, didn't I? 15. I was 5 off the tee. And then, so 5 off the tee. The fifth one went, funny enough, straight down the middle of the fairway after just stepping up and whacking it out of anger. And then out of nowhere, I don't think I've ever had a hook in my life. I hooked another one over the out of bounds zone I left.
Yeah. Hook, to be fair, hooks, another day, hook, mate, I think that tree gets it. I was surprised that I didn't find it down there, to be honest.
Oh, I mean, as soon as I hit it, I could see it going left and it was hooking. I was like, I've never hit a hook. Never. I mean, I can play a draw, but it's like the smallest draw in the world, if you know. It's a really tough shot, especially when I'm so over the top. Mm-hmm. I never expect to be hooking the ball, so I don't know what I did. 15 on the 11th.
So 6 penalties, did you say?
6 penalties, yes. But
3 of them are on one off.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct. So, I think, because obviously on Golf England, it puts you down as a highest score to be on the 17th when I picked up and they returned it. I think it was a 95 in the end. So quite a lot of shots over par.
Okay. Well, as we said yesterday is the benchmark, isn't it? To see where our game's at. It's the first medal I've done for a long time. You know, so...
The best thing about it was, I went down on Friday night and it's some balls in it and felt really good. Yeah. Felt really good. I think what killed me yesterday was I didn't actually have that many shots from at pins. I think when I did, I had quite a lot of good shots, like any shots, if that makes sense. Like when we took it over the trees on 3, I was still in the rough, using the fairway, but I've hit that 9-iron where I should do, and it's just not moved, has it? When you do it, I've got the ball below my feet, and it just stays straight on me rather than going to the right, and bits and bobs like that, really. So yeah, it's a starting point.
It's a starting point. You've got to start. Starting somewhere. Point. The journey.
You've
got
to start somewhere. The journey has to start somewhere, and I'm going to. Book in with a coach, send him a text tomorrow, get booked in ASAP, find out. I might even, this is, I think, I know we're skipping done here, we've got used to go. Finish the job with a target. I think I might book a playing lesson.
Okay. Okay.
find out. Because I think when I'm in and out
Have
on the
a
range,
normal
play.
lesson with him and a playing lesson, or just one?
No, just a playing lesson, I
One
think.
playing lesson. Oh, okay.
Think find out what's going on. I think on the net or on the range, it's okay. Something's not quite adding up.
Okay. I think once you get that driver smoking, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
You'll be all
we'll
right
see.
once you get comfortable with that driver.
Should do for the price.
You should do for the price. You should do for the price. So a rocky start, shall we say?
Getting a nice little pun there. Yeah, very rocky start. Can only get better. Otherwise, yeah,
Definitely.
the club's on eBay. The club's on eBay. But I tell you what was quite good, as well as a put in, is up making up and down to five, for example. I had quite a lot of probably two, three, where I've had to make it up and down for five. Otherwise, the score could have been ridiculous, if you know what I mean. So there was some positives. Short game of putting.
Take the positives. Take the positives. It's just I honestly think you drive. Just get your driver sorted. So you're
Yeah.
more confident with it. You know where it's going to go, and then you'll be flying, mate. You'll be flying.
Well, yeah, it's a bit like on the 13th, though, where I deliberately aimed it down the left because I knew I was hitting everything right. Once I aimed it down the left, it was my tight line was the trees, and it stuck out a little bit. So it's not that left, but it's given me 50 yards of fairway before going right into the trees. And I've hit a draw. It started on the line and then gone left on me. I'm like, couldn't work it out. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, let's go on to your stats anyway. Enough about me, my terrible golf. I'm quite interested about your stats.
Well,
It was a very steady round.
what a steady round is a way of putting it.
Which
Where
is
it
not
was
normally like you.
five, 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 five. What did I have? I had five on every hole up until about 14,
Correct, yeah.
which was then a four, followed by a six. It was really
Yeah.
steady up until 17 and 18, where I lost the ball. So my stats for yesterday, fairways, was 43%.
So what's that?
So
Seven out
that's
of 6 out of 14?
something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, 6 out of 14.
not too bad. Not too bad. Okay. Not a million miles, but off that 50, 51%. But I only really need one more to be where it is. But I've done my strokes gained as well. So I'll come back to that in a minute, right? So fairways 43%. Greens in reg. Now this is the bit that needs work, right? 6%. I hit one.
Yeah, that I'm just asking, and that's the one you three-pointed that one as well.
Right. So
Yeah.
green in regs is where I need to start making up ground. But I'll touch back on that in a sec. Three putts, two.
Yeah.
I think the putter, as we mentioned, was really good. It was steady. There was a couple towards the end where I don't know, I think I lost a bit of concentration, or there was a
Yeah,
third putt back
I
at the
think
end of it.
just remaining confident was that there was one where you missed quite a short one, like 3 foot.
Yeah,
You
it
looked
was,
solid
yeah.
all day, and your stroke just kind of, it wasn't a normal
I just
stroke. You kind of
pushed it
just,
to the right, wasn't it?
yeah, it was almost like you didn't want to miss, so you didn't
Yeah.
really strike it.
Yeah. I think it was just the back end of this. I sort of, think, I don't know, fatigue or whatever it is, but it crept in towards the end, because then the doubles, there was five doubles. So the par threes were the main problem yesterday, really, for the doubles.
Yeah.
Penalties, two, which was 17 and 18.
So, yeah, you had a
Right.
really good run here until 17-18.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, it was. It's a shame. So just let me run through my strokes gained stuff, right? So put in, this is based against a 5 handicapper again, right? I lost 1.8 shots on put in. So that's not a million miles away. Okay.
No.
Short game, I lost 1.8 shots. Okay. Short game is 60 yards in, isn't it? For the shot scope. Couple of Duffins in there again, aren't there? Not as many as the week before, but there was a couple in there.
Yeah.
Approach. Now, considering I did a lesson on irons and then we got the connection thrown in on them, right? Would that come down? So I did lose and I lost 6.5 shots to a 5-handicap. But the other week, episode one, that was up around 8 something, I think. So
I feel I feel like you struck your irons better yesterday. Mm. It was with more sort of directional.
And to get the green in regs, I think I've got to get a bit braver. So going for the back of the pin, I think, the back of the green rather than laying up and chipping on. But the strike was better. So there's an improvement there. That's going the right way. Interestingly, right, the tee shots, right?
Yeah.
So I lost 3.7 against the 5 handicapper, right?
Okay.
But if I take the two lost balls out, right?
Yeah.
I gained on a 5 handicapper again.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally just them two that screwed that up. It's not a bad start. Green and regs is where I need to go. Driver just needs to keep steady. Working next couple of weeks. H drilling the bunker. Look at this connection. Ian's told me to get the smart ball out again, so I've dug that out the shed. I've blown that up, so that's all ready to go. So just keep plugging away at that, and just get down the putting green. I think and just get the old spider, the old magic stick, the old magic stick.
The old magic stick. Yeah, why not?
So there we have it. That's my plan. Is just keep plugging away, and I think maybe after the next medal that we've got in a couple of weeks' time, maybe go back to coach and just see how we're getting on from there.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout. I think I'm going to see coach ASAP because I've got quite a big weekend next weekend. So we've got a knockout singles and a knockout pairs match. I don't pay people to get buys like you. every knockout competition we do, you always get a buy in the first round, and I always have to play. Always. I don't know how you do it every year.
Going to say they're just going to see me progress in the competition. That's all, isn't it?
So my plan is get to see coach ASAP. Try and find a bit of something. I'm hoping now that match play might start something, because obviously if I have a bad hole, it doesn't matter.
No, you can forget
about and a bit like there's a patch through yesterday through. I've doubled the par 3 14th. I've then parred the par 5, parred the par 3, and I've doubled 16.
Yeah.
So there is like good golf in there, if you know what I mean.
There was good golf in there. You lost your head. So
I mean, I think having a 15 and a hole can do that to you, mate.
I totally get that. So I was thinking this morning about this, right? When we have a bad hole, we're totally different, right? You get grumpy, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
And I just stop caring, right?
Yeah. So
I've dug up a couple of quotes, right?
Here we go. A
couple of quotes. Michael Jordan once said, "I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying."
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, here we go.
Said, "Failure is a part of the process. You just learn to pick yourself back up. So the reason I've done that is because this is a journey, isn't it? We are
it is, yeah.
Bumps in the road. But when we hit these bumps, we just need to put them to one side, accept them, and not dwell. Don't we?
I mean, it sounds like a perfect way to finish on some Michael Jordan, Michelle Obama quotes.
What a way to finish.
I'm motivated now, Dan.
It has been a rocky start, but we will get there.
We will. It'll be fine. It will be fine.
It will be fine. We will achieve this journey, which is, I did do the amount of days. There's about 150 days we've got until the end of August. But we'll see. The journey continues.
The journey won't stop.
The journey won't stop until we achieve this goal. I like it. Till next time, listeners.
See you all later.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to Upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.